There's a growing number of options for people looking for mortgages to buy a house or condominium. Lenders are marketing everything from traditional fixed 30-year mortgages to newer interest-only loans. Jean Chatsky, an editor-at-large at Money Magazine, spoke with Renee Monte.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With housing prices continuing to rise, there seems to be more mortgage options out there for people interested in buying a home. Would you mind explaining some of those to us?
There are more mortgage options than I've ever seen, and I've been covering this market for about 15, maybe 20 years. Banks are offering the ability to stretch out your term for up to 40 years, to fix your first couple of years of payments and then start adjusting, to fix your payments and only pay for 10, 12 years. You can basically develop your own loan at this point if you go about doing your research craftily enough.
And how do you, as a prospective buyer, find out about what option works for you?
Well, you need to ask yourself one very basic question, and that's how long are you planning to live in this house? The number of years you're planning to stay in the home or in the apartment is the deciding factor when it comes to which loan makes sense for you, because your best option is to lock into a payment that will last over the whole time that you're planning to stay in the house.
There's a new option called interest-only loans, which have become popular because of the low monthly payments they offer. Common sense says there must be some risks. Are there?
There are definitely risks. Interest-only loans allow people to buy more house for less money, and that's become a very attractive option as housing prices have continued to go up and people have still wanted to buy those 3, 4, 5-bedroom houses for their family. The only way to get themselves into a house that they feel they'd like to live in is to reduce their monthly payment as much as possible, and the easiest way to do that these days is with an interest-only loan that you're not making any principal payments, any equity payments in at least the first few years of that loan. The risk, however, is really great. If the price of that home doesn't go up, if instead it heads down and you have to sell the house because you have to move, you get another job, something else happens, you could be out a significant amount of money. And many people should really think twice before they put themselves in that situation.
And that significant amount would be the down payment.
It would not only be the down payment, but it would be the difference between the value of the home and the amount that you borrowed. If the value of the home doesn't go up as you expected, but rather goes down, you're still liable to pay off that loan. You still borrowed the money and you still owe that money to the lender. If you don't get that amount of money out of the deal on the other side when you sell the home, you still have to come up with it someplace.
With those interest-only loans, it sounds from what you've just said that it's a little like renting your own home, even though, of course, you do get to write off the interest, the mortgage interest, in a way that a renter really couldn't.
Right, and for that reason, it's very attractive. The problem with renting your own home, though, is that our homes are the closest thing we have to a forced savings account. But if you're making regular payments on a mortgage toward owning your house, the sort of mortgage that actually does force you to pay off part of the principal, a traditional mortgage, then at least you're saving something. You've got some equity and you can transfer that into your next home or into retirement funds or whatever it is you happen to need. And that's a really secure position to be in.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Jean Chatsky is editor-at-large for Money Magazine, and she's the author of Pay It Down, From Debt to Wealth on $10 a Day.